You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hour number three. Hey, by the way, during the break, you guys can hear commercials playing. Let me just tell you, as the commercials play, just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business. We are not owned by the stations that you hear our show being played on. And the way we support that in part is by selling ads. If you listen to the show and you're thinking, wow, those guys got it going on. They say the things I say. They think the way I think. They talk like I talk. Well, we'd love to have you be a part of the team. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, you don't do it by calling the station. You do it by contacting us directly. So, yeah, go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's www.rightsideradio.org. Click on the tab that says Advertising and Contact. Send us a message. We will be back in touch with you ASAP. So, yeah, we'd love to talk to you if you are indeed interested about advertising on Right Side Radio. All right, we got plenty of doings, and I've got a new topic we're going to head to here in a second, but I'm just looking, Boomer, at how many text messages have piled in to the system since we – Wow. Okay.
Oh yeah, they came in.
Yeah, a few. let's see what we got here. Aaron from Decatur says, "I had my kids back recently with a teacher encouraging her to lie. Unfortunately, the school board didn't seem to have a big problem with it." Lawrence County, Alabama. Wow. That's wow. Okay. Good on you, Aaron. What else we got? Jeff from Indiana. Joe Biden couldn't win a debate with a loaf of bread. He said, "At least the bread is useful." Oh gosh. Well, John from Hunt says, "I guess McQueen won't be reading the children's book Curious George the Little Dude anytime soon."
No, I gotta read those.
Steve from Tennessee, the liberal assistant principal that chastised the boy with the Gadsden flag looked like Morticia on the Adams Family. Says the boy was entirely squared away. He had been raised right. Steve from Tennessee. He did. He was just a sharp looking little dude. His little shirt tucked in.
Yep.
You know, his shirt looked like it was neat and hair was combed. And he was like, "Here I am.
Here I am.
How you like me now?"
Exactly.
Craig from Huntsville says, "Phil, one important caveat. School choice is needed and vital, but parents still must carefully monitor their chosen school." I agree. He says, "Vanguard, the school in the news because of the Gadsden flag flap, is a charter school. The student says he's getting bad treatment from some teachers at the school who are ticked that he prevailed in this issue. School choice is not an automatic panacea. Eternal vigilance on the part of the parents is still required." Craig, you may have won the text wars for the day. That was absolutely right. Never, ever, ever assume that everything is going the way it's supposed to for your kids. Always be engaged. Always be engaged. Brandon from Athens says, "Boomer and the Queen time. Best time of the show." Thank you. You are correct. Mike from Athens says, "But the school said it's okay for the boy to wear the patch." Yeah, now. Now they did, after they sent him home for a day. Brian from Huntsville says, "I don't know what he's saying, but it's got something to do with monkeys." I'll leave it there.
She just does not like those
things. Not at all, apparently.
Zero. Zero.
Did you know that when y'all were dating?
Yeah, I found out when we were dating.
Did you mess with her at all like that?
I did. I think I messed with her one time and then realized, ooh.
This is serious.
I can't do this. I can't. Yeah. Okay. You know, I thought it was more of a...
So basically I have to stop now.
Yeah, so I was like, man, I can't do this ever again. Okay. Because, I mean, yeah. I was able to go to Africa a few times and go on safaris, and I'm like, I would love to take you there. Nope.
Because they have monkeys.
I mean, there are monkeys everywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, then we won't bring a live monkey to the studio next week when she
comes
out.
And I always liked them, so... It's okay. We won't get a pet anytime soon.
Wow. Boyd from Joppa texted in regarding school choice a while ago. Says, "Fund the student, not the building." There you go. Danny from Decatur, long text. Let me see if I can see what I've got here. Says, "Well, my son was in elementary school. We attended a special school board meeting because there were serious questions about some, quote, supplemental curriculums the school wanted to use. During the meeting, a young woman teacher had the microphone and stated, "Trust us. We are trained educators and know what is best for your child." There was some additional tension in the room after she said that. A few minutes later, he says a father had the microphone making some comments about the curriculum and finished by turning towards the teacher and stated, "You aren't responsible for my child's education. I am." The only way a parent could look at the curriculum was in the principal's office. They are so arrogant in their education position and self-importance. Wow, Danny. You know what, though? Danny, good on you for being at the meeting, too, by the way. Outstanding. Man, I mean, we may have a tie for best text at this point. Lord, what else we got here? I think that's about it for now. Let me move on. All right, next topic. You have just seen, in the past week, two extreme examples of what I would call responsive and non-responsive leadership. Responsive leadership. Responsive leadership, if I had to give it a definition, responsive leadership is when you see a situation and you're able to pivot to it because you have to respond on behalf of those that you lead. A responsive leader is someone who has got their head on a swivel and knows how to engage the issues at hand, not just the ones they want to deal with. A responsive leader is one who recognizes that sometimes the agenda has to get thrown out so you can deal with what your people need dealt with. This past week, we had Hurricane Idalia, just in the last couple of days. Hurricane Idalia, this made, and I tell you what, I've got this one from the Daily Wire. Let me read the facts from Hurricane Idalia. Daily Wire issued as of yesterday afternoon. Hurricane Idalia made landfall as a Cat 3 strength storm in Florida's Big Bend. So the Big Bend, if you're not familiar, is where the panhandle kind of turns down into, you know, the southern peninsula portion of Florida. And yeah, that area got hit with 125-mile-per-hour winds, a Cat 3 storm. It was being called an unprecedented event. It's the first time in 125 years that a storm that strong has hit the Big Bend area. It had dramatic effects. They're still seeing the damages because as people are getting back into their homes. Here's the deal. DeSantis was like on the spot. And listen, it's not because he's running for president. He actually was asked questions. He could have made his press conferences political. He chose not to make it political. He made it about his people. And he was on the money. And he had people in place, and he had quick reactions going, and he declared the emergency immediately. He activated the National Guard en masse. And I'm just telling you, what we watched there was someone, and this is, by the way, this is not like DeSantis endorsement. He's the example. If this had been, you know, something happening in the lives of Senator Tim Scott or Ramaswamy or somebody else who's running, we could use them as an example. The case example this week for responsive leadership was DeSantis. And you saw it. And then you saw just the opposite a few days before that. President Biden, you've got the island of Maui having scorching, massive, cataclysmic fires. You've got one whole community, a town called Lahaina, I'm not sure which, that is pretty much gone. It was burned to the ground. At least 100 Americans dead, and upwards of 1,000 still considered missing in the fires in Maui. 1,000! What did Joe Biden do? He went on a double vacation. And when he was asked during his vacation, when he was asked to put aside himself for a minute and comment on what happened in Maui, what did he say? No comment. He literally said no comment. So on the one hand, you've got the leader of one of the most populated states in the nation, Florida, Governor DeSantis. Natural disaster, devastation. There have been deaths, and there has been massive property destruction. And the governor is on the spot, immediately addressing it, calling in resources, doing all that it takes to take care of his people, setting aside his own campaign for president in doing so. On the other hand, you've got Joe Biden, who goes on vacation while Maui burns, and then waits 2 weeks to go on another vacation, but takes a day off from his vacation to spend 5 hours in Maui hearing what happened. His is what we would call non-responsive leadership. A responsive leader is what we have to have as Americans, because there's going to be a time when you have an agenda and you move the agenda, right? But there's going to be plenty of times when you have something like, and God forbid, another 9/11. Nobody saw it coming. It happened. Or you have a bad actor on the world stage and you have to address it. Or you have a natural disaster and you have to address it. Or you have a major event taking place that is going south on you and you have to address it. You have to have responsive leadership in the White House. We cannot afford to continue putting somebody like Joe Biden in place whose only address is no comment. By the way, let me say this. The White House has tried to backtrack his no comment, which he did twice. They've tried to backtrack it by saying he actually didn't just hear the question. Had he heard the question, he would have answered it. Well, here's all he had to do then is come back out later and go, apparently I didn't actually hear the question. And let me address that now. He didn't do it. He had Americans that were jumping into the ocean to escape the flames. He did not bother. If the issue was he didn't hear the question, then as soon as someone pointed out to him what happened, he should have gone back to the press and gone, hey, I can't let that sit. I didn't realize what y'all were asking me. Let me talk about Maui for a minute. We could have forgiven and forgotten at that point. Can't do it because he didn't choose to do that. You know why? Because that wasn't the issue. His issue was he didn't want to talk about it because he's not a responsive leader. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back and talk about this a little further. Responsive leadership. Well, how about this? What happened during the withdrawal from Afghanistan? What was the Pentagon wrapped up in at the time? Allegedly, they were wrapped up in climate change. We'll talk about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you guys, Southern Immediate Care is one of our sponsors. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics throughout the North Alabama area. They're in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations in and around the Birmingham area. The newest ones they've got are in Chelsea and Hoover. Folks, I'm going to tell you, Southern Immediate Care, that's who I use, and I say that with all sincerity. And by the way, I've been using them a lot longer. They've been advertising, so that's not even a thing. Southern Immediate Care is where I choose to go. And I do so because every time I've been, their staff is always so friendly, so professional. The facilities are so clean. It's a walk-in place. You don't have to have an appointment. Listen, they're open 7 days a week. You wake up on a Saturday morning, somebody's got a fever. What do? Southern Immediate Care. I'm just telling you, they can do vaccinations and x-rays on the spot. And yeah, and extended hours in some locations, and they'll see all ages. So this is like pediatric to geriatric. The baby gets sick on the weekend or grandpa's not feeling good. Yes, Southern Immediate Care. Go check them out. I mean, check out the website, find the location nearest to you. And I'm going to tell you, I think you'll be pleased. Do me a favor too, by the way, when you go, tell them you heard all about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. All right, I'm in a section here of the Dippers that I'm calling responsive leadership. Not responsible, responsive leadership. What does it mean to have somebody in charge who is, you know, able to pivot, able to see the needs of something that just arose unexpectedly as being greater than what they had on their daily agenda? You know, if you've got somebody who's like, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation right now, or I'm sorry, that's not what I was planning to do right now. Or I'm sorry, I've got to finish these other meetings that I had planned before I address your emergency. That's not responsive leadership at all. And responsive leadership is what we have to have in the senior levels of U.S. government. Now, government's bloated. We have a lot more government than we need. But when it comes to certain positions, you've got the president, of course, you have to have. The vice president is a very key position. You've got the cabinet positions, one of which is the secretary of defense, who works for the others. here's a piece that just drives me crazy. The botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, just right at 2 years ago, the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, 13 service members died at the Abbey Gate when a suicide bomber set off a vest in all the chaos that was already there. 200 Afghan civilians died. 13 U.S. service members died. We've had people clinging to planes, falling to their deaths. We had, you know, the abandonment of allies and U.S. citizens in the area as we pulled out. We left behind how much in terms of billions of dollars worth of equipment and weapons that the Taliban is now openly using as they drive our Humvees around. Okay, how about this? Story here on the Daily Wire, which has been verified in multiple other sources. Pentagon officials worked to finalize their climate plan during the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, according to emails. This is maddening to me. Now, granted, I know you can, at that level of life, you better be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. You can focus on more than one thing. And some of the emails indicate that the climate activists who were demanding what they called the CAP, the Climate Action Plan for the Department of Defense, they were demanding it during the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I mean, if it had been 6 months prior, I get it. They're going to keep doing their thing. But y'all were in the middle of a major, major crisis. People are dying. And these climate activists are just pushing hard. Can we get him yet? Can we get him yet? And they did get a couple of emails saying he's focused on Afghanistan. Okay, guess what, though? Within 2 days of the 13 service members being killed, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin had spent time reviewing the climate action plan that declared that climate change is the existential threat to national security and that the Department of Defense would be pivoting to focus on it largely. And that's what he was working on? That's a key example right there of not being a responsive leader. You had issues ongoing that were causing people to die. You had a massive foreign policy and military action debacle going on. And his focus was not able to set aside for a second that thing that had sort of been sitting there before it started. Responsive leaders know when to look at something and triage. They look at something and go, yeah, stop bothering me on that. Don't bring it up again until I tell you because I've got to deal with this thing over here. It's more important. Your climate action plan is not my priority right now. Did he do that? Apparently he held it at bay for a few days. And then he went ahead and sat down and had his meetings and spent time determining that, you know, climate change is the existential threat that the Department of Defense needs to be focused on, while he had people dying in a war zone. I'm just telling you, it's a mess. Yeah, well, that's who we got right now. All right, listen, we're going to move to dipper number three. I'm going to talk about a little bit of shrinkflation when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.